This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Had to search long and hard for a word, a single word, that would best provide a fix for what we are facing, the civil unrest, the senseless murder that we are seeing happening in this country, what would it be? This us versus them. They're killing our people, so we're going to kill them, our people. I don't understand it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't. I can't. I'm going to rely on you today to help me understand what is happening. But I want to just sort of keep it simple. It's so easy to go to your usual sources. And I have a stack here. You know, the president, thankfully, calling the Dallas shootings vicious, calculated, despicable attack on law enforcement. At the same time that he advocates for gun control, as if somehow a hard heart can be solved by gun control. Don't think so. I have Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota, yesterday, who knows that the incident in Falcon Heights would have been different had the individual in the car been white. He knows that. That's a pretty superhuman power. And given everything I've seen from Mark Dayton, he's anything but superhuman, let me tell you. Can't run a popcorn stand, let alone the state of Minnesota. So I don't think he has those powers. And I think it was despicable rhetoric in the middle of that. I think part of what was going on in Minnesota could have very well fueled what happened in Dallas. Although I have to say, with snipers and bulletproof vests and, according to the police chief and mayor there, knowledge of the placement of where law enforcement would be in relation to the attack in Dallas. Five police officers are dead. Seven are injured. Two more civilians shot. And when any of these happen, Falcon Heights or Dallas, we revert back to the same way of thinking, the same comments, the same screaming and hollering. I'm as guilty as anybody else. But it keeps happening. Over and over and over. So what I would love to do is use programs like these to be a conduit for common sense. And to say, what can we do that would contribute to a fix? And I'm a simple-minded guy. So I'm thinking, just give me a word. Let's just start the discussion with throwing out some words that would make a difference here. What would it be? President's word, I guess, would be gun control. That's two words. He doesn't follow the world rules well. But, you know, one word, two word, three words, a sentence, I don't care. But I'm thinking a lot today about November 22nd, 1963. November 22nd, 1963, a sniper, a Daily Plaza in Dallas, Texas, assassinated a president of the United States. Last night, snipers assassinated law enforcement. It's the same thing. While those cops weren't presidents, they are law enforcement. They're law and order. They are what keeps the fabric of our society together. And And in my mind, laws, rules, all of that are never going to be followed, no matter how good they are, how well and tight they are, and how many cops there are, and sheriffs, and law enforcement, and military, and everything else, if we have hard hearts. I believe Dallas, Texas is a product of hard hearts. Hardened hearts. Hardened hearts become evil. How do you melt that? How do you change that? My one word is love. And probably a lot of groans out there right now say, oh, what a sap, you sappy, love, give me a break. Think about it. If you grab a gun and want to shoot a cop, you clearly have zero love in your heart. You're not feeling warm and fuzzies. And you know what? Maybe some of that was a product of your environment growing up. Maybe you had a broken family. Maybe you had all kinds of crosses to bear. You know what? We all do. But a smile and a helping hand and some love can do that. That's, in my mind, the only fix here. I'm not going to knee-jerk into the usual stuff. I'm not, even though you could say it and I'd agree with it. I'd say one other thing before I go to the calls here, and I really literally am going to just say as little as possible today and listen to you. I'm like Manny yesterday. Manny, what was your term when I said, tell me what you're thinking after Falcon Heights? You were tired, right?
Yeah, I'm just tired. Just tired of all this. I mean, it's I'm trying to word this without, you know, I'm trying to put this together while still sort of holding things together without, you know, sort of losing it and, you know, saying things that you can't normally say on radio because, you know, the FCC wouldn't appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate that. But I know the emotions are raw. They are. And I'm feeling the same way.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sick. I mean, you know, and we have to get to a point where we're not blaming each other anymore. I mean, we have to get to a point where we're all taking accountability for all of our actions and not trying to make excuses for certain people and excuses for other people and picking sides and all of this other stuff. I mean, that's
well said.
That's the biggest thing is just, you know, that's why we have such a hard time having civilized conversations about these things, because nobody wants to take responsibility for anything anymore. And that's the biggest problem in this country is nobody wants to take responsibility anymore. Everybody wants to find a scapegoat on the other side, and it's just it just drives me nuts.
No, I'm with you. And this country was built on people taking responsibility and owning it. That's what built this country. I had a conversation with my daughter last night, 13 years old. I was telling Phil Parker this earlier on the KFIRE Morning Show. 11:30, 12 o'clock last night. I'm consuming every morsel I can get on television about this. And she comes up right in the middle of something and shuts the TV off. I said, what are you doing? I was watching that. I mean, this is important. We got seven, you know, all of, you know, five people dead and seven fighting for their lives or whatever the numbers. And I need to know what's happening. She said, it makes me sad. I said, I me too. It's awful. But I thought, you know what? I'm gonna see where she's at with this. I said, what makes you most sad about tonight? In other words, I'm kind of thinking, here we go again, right? So I'm wondering, what about this? She says, the police are trying to protect us, and we're killing them. Now I go into talk show mode, right? I'm like, we're not killing them. I mean, what do you mean? We're not killing them. And I thought, she's right. See, she doesn't see it as they're over there and they're over there. And we tend to do that a lot. You know, a 13-year-old child's teaching the old man, Hey, we're all Americans. And some of us are shooting police officers because they're police officers. That's evil. What do we got to do? So I said, you're right. Let's go to bed. But we're going to say some prayers for those officers in Dallas, their families, for those whose hearts are hardened. The good guys and the bad guys all need our prayers. And praying for all involved in Louisiana and Minnesota, and pray for light and truth to prevail over darkness and evil. I'm sad, too. I'm really sad. And I'm looking for a fix. Dallas Police Chief David Brown today said, we don't feel much support most days. Let's not make today most days. So keep them in mind, too. Steve, Larry, Rod, when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
If you live in an apartment and your neighbor smokes, you are at higher risk of heart attacks, cancer, and stroke. And secondhand smoke is even more dangerous to people with medical conditions like asthma or heart disease. If your building isn't completely smoke-free, neither you nor your loved ones are protected from the dangers of secondhand smoke. For help making your building smoke-free, visit smokefreehousingnde.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live First. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Guardians of this great democracy, the freedom of to protest, the freedom of speech, the freedom for expression, all freedoms we fight for with our lives. It's what makes us who we are as Americans. And so we risk our lives for those rights. And so we won't militarize our policing standards, but we will do it in a much safer way every time. Like we chose to do it this time. We had an adequate amount of officers at this scene. and we were blocking traffic and doing all the things to protect people's right to protest and their free speech. We are not going to let a coward who would ambush police officers change our democracy. We're not going to do it. Our city, our country is better than that.
It is, and well said by the police chief of Dallas. However, they will continue to do it. So how do you stop it? What do you do? What could be the thing that will intervene? Tell me what you think. Let's go to the phones on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. By the way, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Really looking forward to the North Dakota Oil Can events. I talked to Ron Ness yesterday, and, you know, it's just such a great week. It really is. 19th in Mandaree, 21st in Stanley, and the middle day, the 20th, a great fishing derby on the big water, Lake Sakakawea, Four Bears Marina. Come on out and join us and have a great time. You want to take the day. Soak it all in. There's back and forward information sessions with some of the best in the industry. Great food, music, entertainment. It's like mini fair in Mandaree and Stanley on those days. It's really a lot of fun. Hope to see you there. Steven in Watford, go ahead. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Good morning. Hey, you know, maybe I'm wrong about this, but it seems as if people are reacting as if this is some kind of new phenomenon. You know, when I think this is the result of years and years of ignoring black racism in this country, focusing on white racism, which, in my opinion, has been successfully marginalized, not eliminated, because, you know, racism is a condition. You will never, ever completely eliminate it. All you can do is marginalize it, you know. But the focus has been on white racism in the system, because the system was set up by white people. So without saying white people, they always, you know, say the system is racist. And years and years have gone by ignoring black racism and more recently Hispanic racism, you know, and the Democratic Party, it seems to me, has been galvanizing their supports, or organizing their support by galvanizing white racism against white people and racism against white people. So, you know, my first encounter with racism was as a young child when two black women stabbed my mother right in front of me on a bus in Chicago. And they were yelling, you know, white B word to her and telling her, you know, and all she did was look at them when these two women were being loud, rude, and obnoxious on the back of the bus. And they came up front, and, you know, we were sitting right behind where the bus driver sits, and they stabbed her right in front of me, aware that I was there and that I was a 4 or 5 year old child at the time. You know, this is what you get, because when you ignore black racism, you absolve black people of their responsibility for their actions. You know, Alan West, the Black Caucus, he was called an Uncle Tom.
I know, there's so much of that. Stephen, we're losing your signal there a little bit. I appreciate your comments and an incredible story with your mom there. Wow. 800-228-0550. I want to know what's on your mind today. Rod in South Dakota, you're next.
Yeah, my one word is Christianity. We have to bring faith and God and Christianity back into the foundation of the families in this country, or we are going to be lost. That's all I got to say.
Appreciate the call, Rod. Emailer, actually Facebook poster, Sid said, the reactionary fools that occupy the U.S. Attorney General's office and the presidency have taken their opportunities to unite us and use them to divide us. Patriots and Christians pray for not only the victims, but the souls of the evildoers. The old Quaker hymn comes to mind, they will know we are Christians by our love. So he agrees with you, as do I.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Spirit.
pretty good, Todd. That's pretty good. We'll use that for the next bumper song. There we will spread the love here today on What's on Your Mind. Bert in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. My one word is leadership. This country is completely void of true leadership without hidden agendas to try to fix some of the problems that are going on. That's all I got. Thanks.
It's a good word. It's a good word, leadership, absolutely. This can be a really important moment for Donald Trump in my mind. You know, this transcends FBI investigations and everything else. He said something, I believe I brought this up on the air. I know I've told a few folks this. I was listening to him in Ohio, and he was doing kind of a raucous rally, but people were holding up signs saying, love you, Donald Trump, Hispanics for Trump and everything. And he said, I love you, too, and I love you, too, and over there, oh, I love you, too. And he said, but my job in this election is to get the people who don't love me to love me. So he's throwing around the love word. And I think if he can find a place to speak to these hardened hearts and people that are extremely sad when they see five, when they see, not just these five in Dallas, this has gone on over and over and over again. Assassinated. Law enforcement officers assassinated. Happened in Fargo. Jason Mosier. And then on the other side, for people to say, well, they're shooting us. They're shooting us. They're only doing this because we're black. Both sides feel equally as strong that they're right. And if somebody could say, time out. Let's unpack this. What's missing? I believe the breakdown of the family is a big, big reason for that. Breakdown of the family comes from a lack of love. I don't doubt a lot of these folks are, in a bad place. Didn't get the love they needed as a child, ended up with a broken family, and this is the kind of product that comes from that. Shane in Watford City, one of our favorite places on earth. They're having a lot of fun up in Watford City there. Last couple of days, I don't know if you've been taking any of that in, but Shane, what's on your mind?
Actually, I'm just a little south of it. You know, I didn't realize there were that the fair was in town. To tell you the truth, been here for a couple of days. I drive around town around the state for work, and Watford City is where I'll be for a minute. And yeah, like you said, it's not going on right now, but as far as the rides. But before my one word would be revolution, and I'm with all the love and the Christianity that everybody else is professing, but this is a case where we are infested. It's like a dog that's infested with fleas, and you don't take your dog into the bathroom and have a little discussion with the fleas. You got to eradicate it. And
hold that thought, because I want to know what a revolution looks like in your mind here. Hang on, after the break, we'll talk about it.
Know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scenter@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by the Secure Energy Future website, Secure Energy Future. That's right, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is all about making sure we continue to have affordable, reliable electricity. There's a war on coal going on. And you know, the lignite industry, the coal industry, you know what they say? We need everything. If you look at the energy needs of this country and you look at the available energy resources, we need them all. And sadly, what the EPA is doing and many environmental extremists is basically saying, we don't like fossil fuels. We don't like that. We'll prop this one up. We'll put that one there. And they're picking winners and losers. And what the lignite folks are saying, hey, all of those are fine, but how about us? We're going to have a true all-of-the-above energy policy in this country. And if you find out what the EPA is doing, you recognize that's not what's happening. And you can't arm yourself with information and let elected leaders know you kind of like affordable electricity. Very important for jobs, the economy. You know, new businesses, SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. Check it out on What's On Your Mind, 27 before the top of the hour. Shane in Watford is here. The McKenzie County Fair is on this weekend, and Shane, you're going to make it a point to get there at some point, right, since you're in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the I'm thinking the demolition derby might be a way to, you know, kind of take out some frustrations with the last couple of days of news headlines. You know, just go watch some metal going on metal there a little bit and all in a fun, fair atmosphere to decompress a little bit, because it is a stressful time. Okay, so before the break, you were telling me your one word that you believe would fix this is a revolution.
Correct.
And when people think about revolutions, they think about people shooting each other. Is your revolution different than that?
Yes, my revolution is taken right to the people that are in Washington, D.C. right now. This is where all this starts. This is where all this stuff, I think, will end. And it goes right to, you know, a couple callers back talking about racism and stuff like that. I hate to say Rush on here and stuff, but what Rush had mentioned at one point, which I thought was very true. I'm 47, so I didn't see a lot of the 60s, you know, radical racism outside the pictures, you know, of whites only and blacks only. And really, I haven't witnessed anything close to it since. Even the Ku Klux Klan stuff, it seems like those guys that bring up anything Klan have to reach so far back into history to bring that stuff in. When was the last time you've seen a Klan meeting, you know? And really, they've, in my opinion, and I'm a white guy, those guys got zero credibility, period. So to even use them as a disparaging, you know, to use it against Trump to kind of make a reference to his character or to or anything of like, I think they are a long gone dead movement. That said, the only reason we keep bringing up the racism stuff is because the politicians need it for whatever reason they need it. You know, they want to create the problem so they can have the solution. And if you look at all these problems right now, they generate. If you ask me, right out of Washington, D.C., I'm listening to your station, not on the 550 side, but that 1090. And they were talking about the Capitol's on lockdown right now. Because some lady somehow got through the security system with a gun, so the whole Capitol, Washington D.C. Capitol, is on lockdown. This is
I think that's done now. But you're right; it did happen. It did happen earlier and was reported. And by the way, you can always mention Rush because 550 K Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, and 1090 KTGO that you mentioned. Rush Limbaugh affiliates, and honestly, Rush Limbaugh is the gold standard in talk radio. Always has been, always will be.
Absolutely. I have one of the things Rush likes to say is that he's the echo chamber. He's not the you know, he doesn't put the ideas in my head. We already know this stuff. He's just very articulate, and where I see the situation as he sees it, the same way. He's just got different words for using it that are probably better than mine.
He's a good man. I've been honored to meet and hang with Rush on a couple of occasions that I'll tell you about someday on the air. But he's a good man, and he's in times like this, I think, invaluable in the, you know, I would call it educating the American public in the sense of educating, okay, how to put what you're feeling into words, right? Not telling you what to think, but basically giving you the words to be able to go out and articulate how you feel. He does it really well. Anyway, Shane, well said today. Appreciate the comments. Thanks a bunch. Larry in Devil's Lake, been waiting a while. Let's get to you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Larry, go ahead. You're up.
Good morning. You've got it really dialed in. Social and moral decay in this country is one of the major downfalls we have. And that envelops a lot of things. And when you, caller was talking about revolution, through the history of mankind, the only time there's been positive changes made in any society is through civil disobedience and revolt. And it don't have to be, physical or, that, but the moral and ethical decay has taken all great societies down. Everything from the Greeks, the Romans, all of them, they fail because they lose their focus in life. And also, these people calling in today have it spot on. Our so-called leaders in Congress and in Washington, D.C. are nothing but divisive, stirring the pot. When we have people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton creating friction and tension, we don't need that. We need people like Ben Carson, somebody that comes out and stands for what's right. Common sense. I don't care what color you are. We are all still human beings. We know what we want. We know what we need. We can't always have everything the way we want it, but we have to compromise and live together. Our social system is so messed up. You know, years back, Congress used to start each day with a prayer and a pledge to our flag. I don't think they do that no more. Scott, keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank all of you. You're amazing. Love it. 800-228-0550, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on what's on your mind. Let's go to a caller in Eastern North Dakota. I want to make sure I'm saying your name right. Nenart, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to say that I agree with a lot of what your callers had said. One thing that gets me is that we just assume that these people involved with this Dallas shooting, you know, they're not thinking the right way, or maybe we're trying to, you know, think about their intelligence in this. I think that there's a lot of things to be said about what the Black Lives Matter movement is all about and what members of it like Sean King have tweeted about, and that they don't
want white police officers policing their communities. I'm not saying that I typically agree with that, but that's what they want. So I guess if I had to say one word that should be in everyone's conversation, especially when I don't believe that we can vanguard ourselves around Washington, D.C. and take it back, I think it's gone. I think we need to, the one word that I would use is segregation, Scott. Because that's what they're calling for.
Well, yeah, to me that makes the problem worse, not better. We've been down that road, but the fact that they're calling for it suggests there's a...
And that's your opinion, Scott, but they don't think that. You know, they tweet out all the time that they don't want white police officers policing their communities.
Hang on a second here, Leon. I'm going to bring in another voice here, Leon Francis, friend of mine.
Sure.
And Leon has been a talk show host for us at our stations before, and part of the Tea Party movement in North Dakota, and I hate saying this because it doesn't matter, but is an African-American as well and a conservative.
Oh, I know Leon.
You know Leon. Okay, well, Leon.
He does computer work, I think.
He does computer work. Yeah, he's darn good at it. We can't have him on the radio anymore. He's making too much money doing IT
yeah,
work.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
So, Leon, what do you think about Nenart's suggestion here that we need segregation?
I'm not saying I suggested. I'm saying that's what they're suggesting, and I'm saying we're belittling their opinion.
I got it.
Or some of us on our side are belittling their opinion.
I'm sorry. I'm just telling you, you're they see that as a solution. What do you think of that as a solution, Leon?
Segregation? I think that a lot of folks, my ancestors, fought a good, hard-won battle against segregation. I don't believe that that's the answer. And there's a lot of wisdom coming from your audience. But I want to offer this. I think that the key ingredient to all of this is life. Now, when I say life, I mean the respect for life. I don't care if you're 30 days old or 30 years old. We need to have a much, much greater appreciation and respect for life. And if
I agree, Leon, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want your opinion. Do you think that I'm speculative about this? Do you think we can get leftist, like people that run Black Lives Matter, to agree that we need to prop up, you know, hold life at a higher standard? What with, you know, leftists agreeing with abortion and everything? I don't think it's going to happen. So I think that their opinion on segregation is a valid one, and I think it should be discussed. And like I said, I don't think we can vanguard ourselves around Washington, D.C. and have a peaceful overtake of it. And I don't agree with a violent overtake of it. So I don't really, I mean, like I said, you know, they're leftist-funded organizations. You know, that's the way they think. And we think, you know, other people think different ways. So that's all I have to say, guys. I really enjoy the conversation. And I do want to send my condolences out to the families of the police officers and everybody that was harmed down in Dallas.
Appreciate the call. And all right, go ahead and finish, Leon.
Well, I would just say that whenever we talk about segregation, those white officers that walk the beat, and I don't know if your listeners know this, but I grew up in a pretty bad ghetto, and a lot of those white officers in like Chicago's and California's and New Orleans, they have one heck of a hard job. And they try to connect with people who have fostered this attitude of it's us versus those guys, dehumanizing cops and that sort of thing. That is never going to solve the problem.
Absolutely. All right. Hold that thought, if you would. Stephen Fargo, Ed and Bismarck, Sherry and Williston. You're on deck on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
For more safety tips, including downloadable tip sheets and information on North Dakota's drug take-back programs, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Join me in applauding these brave men and women who do this job under great scrutiny, under great vulnerability, who literally risk their lives to protect our democracy. We don't feel much support most days. Let's not make today most days.
Does that not break your heart? Come on.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, we are one in the Spirit, we are.
the number one phrase used so far, and I'm surprised, but grateful, encouraged, a lot more so than I was last night watching this unfold and feeling as though each leg was about 1,000 pounds walking into work today, just saying no. It's just awful on so many levels. It really is. And it's awful for me to hear a police chief in a major United States city say that they don't feel much support most days and is asking for us to at least make today one of those days when then we have fallen off officers, assassinated law enforcement officers. 5 dead, 7 wounded, 2 more civilians, a victim of this. I am done just going down the usual path we do after these. Okay, you hear about a shooting like we did in Falcon Heights, Minneapolis suburb, and we say, we're trying to dissect what happened. Wait a minute, why did he make that decision? By the way, it was a Hispanic officer, a black suspect now dead. And the governor of Minnesota, Mark Dayton, yesterday saying if he was a white suspect, he'd be alive today. And then we have a Black Lives Matter protest in Dallas. And we've ramped up the rhetoric. Thank you, Mark Dayton. And everybody else that did. And by the way, it happens on both sides. And now we have Dallas. How do we stop this vicious cycle? How do we stop the evil? That's the contribution we're asking for today from each of you. Leon Francis, I'm going to hold over here and keep in with our callers that I'll get to in just a moment. Did you have a conversation with your kids about this, Leon? Have you talked about? I told a story earlier about a conversation I had with Haley, our youngest, that really rocked my world a little bit on how she thinks about this. Are you having those conversations too?
Oh man, we had that a conversation, but it went a little differently than your conversation with Haley. And my son, God love him, and he's an awesome kid, but I have to, because of the conversation that we had, I have to seriously think about for the next couple of days curtailing his driving privileges, because he told me, he looked at me dead in my eyes and told me he hated cops. And I'm kind of taken aback about this, and folks that know me know I'm pro-cop. I'm not pro, like, tactics and all that kind of stuff. But most cops, I believe, are good hero types, protector types, and guys that run toward the sound of gunfire and trying to protect people that are running from it. I believe that to my core, and that's an unshakable feeling for me. But so for my son to say something like that, means that we have to have a conversation. 7 people lost their lives this week due to a warped sense of fear. All black men are not threats, and all police officers are not bad, and they are not gunning for you. I told my son this, and I told him for the next couple of days, you know, you're going to ride with me wherever you go, because if he has that attitude and he's pulled over by a police officer, I fear for his safety, not because the officer is, you know, a bad officer, but when you escalate testosterone the way we're seeing it escalated, that's a bad recipe. That's a recipe for disaster. We have to stop dehumanizing police officers. We have to stop seeing them as these automaton enforcers and start seeing them as human beings, human beings that put on their pants the same way that we do, and the only difference is they put on a badge.
Now, there could be a natural reaction of you as a parent to go, "You can't. What are you doing? You know, I'm going to take the keys. You can't think like that. Wait. You know what? He thinks that way, and that's the kind of conversations that need to happen everywhere, so we can melt these hearts. His heart has become hardened towards cops because of what he perceives as happening. And the same thing is happening the other way. So this explains how much work we have to do. Stephen Fargo, quick take on this. You're next on What's on Your Mind, and I'll hold you over if we need to hear.
Hey, Scott. I think the word is conservatism. You know, we've seen what radical leftism, which is Obama, which is tragically now the Democratic Party of the United States, to train us. It's a train wreck economically. It's a train wreck socially. They had an amazing opportunity with the election of Barack Obama to have a transparent administration, to bring people together. And now, what did they do? They took the, we're going to take over this country, and the only way to do that is to divide and conquer.
All right. I want to talk more about this. Don't go away, Steve. Leon, hold
You're
tight.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
On the shores of Devil's Lake, Woodland Resort welcomes you to experience North Dakota hospitality. No matter the size of your group, we've got lodging to accommodate you and your budget. Overlooking Creole Bay, Woodland Resort is the only full-service resort on the lake, offering boat and pontoon rentals, a full bait shop, RV campground, full bar restaurant, and so much more. It's easy to see why your next adventure should be at Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. Book now at woodlandresort.com. Woodland Resort, host of this year's AIM Walleye Fishing Tournament.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.